Perig Gimel Mishnah Yud Beis. Our Mishnah again begins with a question. Lema Benegaya, what inyan Amru, the Chazal tell us that Abikurim Kenichse Kain? Bikurim is considered like the Nechasim of the Kain. Where did Chazal tell us this? Remember Perig Beis Mishnah Aleph? There the Mishnah told us Bikurim belong to the Kain. Now the Mishnah is going to explain it. Zakta the Mishnah. This is to teach us who kainim mehem he can purchase with the bikurim, avadim v'krakois, avadim, land ubehemet meya. There are no restrictions, even though these things are not royally achila. That's the chiddush here. That's the connection. I would have thought you can only buy things that you could eat. For example, Maaser Sheni, you can only buy things that you could eat. So the Mishnah says that may be true for Maaser Sheni, but it's not true for bikurim. What you can't do with Bikurim is to do business with it for a profit. That is, you can buy something with it, but don't use it as an investment. Also, what's interesting about Bikurim is even after you would sell it and you bought something else with it, the Bikurim keep their Kiddusha. The Kiddusha is not transferred to what you bought, meaning to say that only a Kayan can eat it and only in Yerushalayim and only the Tahara. So once again, Lema Amru, B'negei, what did we say that Abikurim k'nechse kain or like the nechasim of the kain, and for the Mishnah shu kainim he can purchase with the Bikurim, avadim v'karkais u'behemet meya, even though it's not royally achila. U'bal chayiv noitlan b'chayivai. Let's say this kain owed Reuven $100. Reuven can come along and say, I'll take that Bikurim, please. V'isha b'ksubasa. Let's say the kain divorced his wife. He owes her ksuba. She can say, I'll take those payrus bikurim, please. And this could be even if the kohen does not agree. They can force this. Vayter zakt demishnah kesefer Torah. What do we mean like a sefer Torah? This is a connection to what we said before about the Baal Chayv. That if Reuven owes Shimon money, Shimon could come to Reuven and say, I'll take your sefer Torah, please. The same is true for the wife in the ksuba. Even though, generally speaking, it is usa to sell a sefer Torah only for a specific purpose, to get married or to learn Torah. But there's a shibud on it. It's yours, and if you owe money, then it could be taken, whether to pay a ksuba or to pay a chayv. There's another pshat in the Batanura, and according to this pshat, the gear says the sefer Torah. The vav means that it goes back to the original list. In other words, the Mishnah began by saying, what does it mean? Bikurim nechse kayin? Here's the list of what he can buy. Avadim karkai su behemet tmeya. And the Sefer Torah. You could also buy a Sefer Torah. And that's a bigger chiddush. The Avadim, the Karkois, the Behemet Tmei, you could at least sell for food. But a Sefer Torah, generally, you cannot sell. So there's less of a connection between Sefer Torah and food. But Findesvegen, despite that, according to this pshat, you can purchase a Sefer Torah with Bikurim money. So again, what does it mean, Kesefer Torah? The first pshat is, and that's if your guard is without the Vav, that it's connected to a Baal Chayv Noitlim B'chayvai. Just like you said, that if the kohen owes someone money, that person can come and take the bikurim. The same is true that person can come and take a sefer Torah. You owe me money. And the sefer Torah is worth money. According to the second pshat, this sefer Torah means this has no connection to the Baal Chayv. It goes back to the original list of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is giving us the things that a kohen can buy. In addition to avodim, karkois, ubehem et tmeya, you can also buy with bikurim a sefer Torah. Weiter sagt the Mishnah of Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein neusnen oisam el l'chavre b'tayv. According to Rabbi Yehuda, a kohen cannot sell bikurim. He can give it as a gift to a kohen who's a Talmud Chacham that's careful with tum and tahara. B'tayv means, as the Batanura explains, b'tayr es chesed v'nedava. And this is unique to bikurim. Other matanas to the kohen that are brought to the Beis Hamikdash are given to all kohanim, whether he's a chavre or not a chavre. Chavre means he's particularly careful, like he passed the test, so to speak, that he knows very good the halachis of tum and tahara. But by bikurim, Rabbi Yehuda is machmer, you can only give it to a kohen chaver. Because you're not makriv the bikurim, we're scared people are more likely to make mistakes as Rabbi Yehuda and think it doesn't have to be b'tahara. Therefore, we say, stop, you're going to give the bikurim to a kohen, that has to be to a kohen that knows the halachis of tum and tahara. So once again, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, a nice el lechaver b'tayve, you cannot just give it to any kohen you want. You have to give it, first of all, you can't sell it. And second of all, it has to be to a kohen that's part of a group that we know are careful with tum and tahara. The Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim Aimrim, nice the nice, the Balabayas can give his Bikurim Li Anshei Mishmar. Anshei Mishmar are that shift of Kehanim that are serving that week in the Beis HaMikdash. V'heim mechalkim b'neim. And that shift, they divide it amongst themselves, and that includes both Chaverim and Amioratzim. Kikachi HaMikdash, the same as it is with Kachim in the Beis HaMikdash. We don't say dafka to a Kayin Chaver. Once you bring it into the Azara, we understand, says the Batanura, that they're careful and they won't eat it betoma. That's how the Batanura explains it. So chazing over our Mishnah, which is technically the last Mishnah in Bikurim, because the rest are Beraises. Bikurim are considered kenichse kain, he can purchase avadim karkais, beim etmeya. If the kain owes someone money, that person will come and collect it. If he owes his wife the ksuba, she'll come and collect it. Then we have two pshatim in the Mishnah, what it means kesefet taira. Just like a sefet taira, that you can also collect. If someone owes you money, you can take a sefet taira. Or some say, no, it's one of the things that a kain can buy. Why would I think a kohen can't buy bikurim on a sefer Torah? You can buy avodim, karkois, behemet mei, but not a sefer Torah. I would have thought, perhaps, that those things you can sell and buy food with. It has to be something that will lead to food. Mashenken a sefer Torah, you can't just damn sell. You can only sell a sefer Torah for three things. The Tiferes Yisrael brings over here a simon. You can take a look in Yeridaya, simon ayin resh. The simon is pa'as, pay aleph sof. You know what Pa'as stands for? Pidyon Shvuyim. The Aleph stands for Velisa Isha, to help someone get married, for Achnasas Kala. And the Talmud stands for Talmud Torah. Rabbi Yehuda says you can only give it to a Kayan that's very careful with Tumah and Tahara, meaning that we're not makrivit. Maybe they won't understand how important it is that it stays B'tahara. The Chachamim say, no, you give it to the people of the Mishmer, those are the shift of Kehanim, and they divide it amongst themselves. Just like they do with the Kachi HaMikdash, we are not concerned that even the Amoratzim, as the Tiferes Yisrael explains, will eat it when they're tame, because once it comes into the Azara, everyone knew to be careful.